awesome. Jesus Christ. Much, isn't it?
Yeah. You've been driven by someone who feels awesome.
Wow. how do you accomplish that? I mean, it's...
Oh, just by saying it.
Just by saying it. That's all you have to do, isn't it? It's that sort of painted-on grin you say it with. That's the clincher. Not you specifically, but I think, you know, it's... I'm awesome! I think it's the, you know, the laughter aimed at yourself.
So it's not the redundancy. You assume I'm awesome anyway.
Yeah, that's a given. That's a given.
Yeah.
I'm fucking awesome today. It was a horrible programme. Some man and his talking car go around solving crimes.
Yes.
It was Street Hawk and Airwolf. Those three programs. Men and their vehicles.
Mm. What did you say? Street Wolf?
Street Wolf.
And?
No, it's Airwolf and Airwolf. Street Hawk.
Airwolf and Street Hawk, yeah.
Yeah. It's like
they'd gone through every vehicle, except, you know, I guess, I don't know.
What, helicopter?
What they might have considered.
Train.
At all. Yeah. It's unique in its ability to drive across.
As long as the crimes are committed, as long as they're railway crimes.
Justify the huge, like, damage.
Yeah.
They have to construct rails to the crime.
Construct rails to the crime.
So it's like a train, but it's just carrying loads of sleepers.
And quite a sort of, you know, quite a sizable workforce.
Yeah, like a sort of a half a dozen Buster Keatons throwing rail down in front of it. And it's going at like 4 miles an hour. It's a hot pursuit. What else? Trains? Train's a good one because it's just so huge and cumbersome.
Helicopter.
Well, with the... That was Airwolf.
Airwolf, yeah, of course.
You keep saying that.
Yeah, so
you're the one that said Airwolf. What do you think Airwolf was? A fucking Firefly.
So we had a helicopter, we had a motorcycle, car, train. What else did you have? Coach.
This coach is on a detour. That could be his, like, his catchphrase.
His tagline.
Detour.
Detour.
Yeah, buckle up, bitches. Detour.
Big sightseeing coach.
And there's all these octogenarians kind of like, did he call us bitches?
Where are we going now?
Don't worry, dear, it's a detour. It's value for money. Talking things.
Yeah.
Talking things. It's maybe we're trying to think of things you can get into. But what if it was like a pet? like a Great Dane. And with a push, the crime fighter could just climb on the back.
But like, then you've got things like...
Godspeed!
Like Skippy the Kangaroo. Or the Flipper the Dolphin.
Yeah, they never got inside the dolphin.
No, but it was like a crime-solving dolphin.
Would be good, though, if it was like it had a... Like a hollowed-out section.
Flipper there, the, you know, on the side of the quay, shouting for the little kid to jump in. Mouth open. What? Jump in, I'll take you to him.
Well,
what?
That's not a blowhole. That's a door handle.
That's a port of entry.
Pull it. Just snap it back.
Yeah. Why do you think my head's shaped like this? It's a little seat in there for you to sit in and drive me. Flip of a drivable dolphin.
And what was the other one?
Skippy. You could have hopped in, Skippy. He's got his little pouch.
Yeah. Yeah, so like a sort of an oversized kangaroo where you know, like, it was perhaps not the coolest look.
No.
For a crime fighter.
There, up to your shoulders in a kangaroo.
Snuggled in there. Like, oh, shouting, get back, you bitches.
I'd imagine it's going to be, you're there, all snug and warm, being rocked to sleep. You arrive at the crime scene. There's Detective.
Oh,
like Detective and the kangaroo. Oh, that was good. Anyway, where's my criminal?
40 weeks, yeah. Right, where's the chalk outline? He's just there to sort of, like, I don't know, well, not really crime prevention. It's just
crime acknowledgement.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, that's a dead guy.
Definitely,
look at that.
Yeah, there's definitely a crime connected here.
Foul play.
Yeah.
Right. Ooh. I'll see you next time.
Go on, Skippy.
See you at the next one.
I'm shattered.
So, our concept for a sleuth, a super sleuth, is a marsupial riding lazy, like laissez-faire.
See, I think maybe you started out. Started out with all the best intentions, but then due to cuts.
The best intentions?
But he, due to cuts, he's no longer got a car. He's been given a kangaroo.
Oh, right. I was imagining a sort of origin show.
Oh, they've been inseparable since childhood.
He's at the zoo or something.
He's raised by kangaroos.
And he's just putting two and two together.
Yeah.
And he's just thinking, I could really do with a nap. And, like, he climbs into the kangaroo enclosure. Yeah, and he just gets on in there.
Yeah.
And that's how it all started. And then I guess maybe there's a crime.
Yeah.
The zookeeper.
I was thinking sort of, you know, he starts, you know, as a, you know, hungry 20-year-old, worked his way up through the police. And, but, you know, there's been massive cuts due to this zookeeper embezzling. He's worked his way up.
Is he a burnout?
He's too well rested to be a burnout.
So, but we're like swapping things around. So, not a burnout, well rested.
Yeah, well rested. Is
this is perfect. We're inverting the whole genre.
Yeah. He's happy to do his job. You know, he's got everything he wants.
So a heavy drinking burnout is the traditional route. But we've got a well-rested...
bright-eyed, bushy-tailed...
Teetotaler.
Yeah.
Always gets his sleep.
Yeah. Always.
Always gets his
Always
rest.
Gets his sleep.
Yeah.
I don't think... He can't help it. He gets the crime, but is so snug in his kangaroo, and it's sort of like being gently rocked as sort of the kangaroo bounces to the crime scene.
Love this guy.
I think he arrives. He often arrives in time to stop the crime, but he's sleeping.
It is a symbiotic thing.
It is, yeah.
There's no way this.
Every
kangaroo...
now and again, his little hands reach down into the pouch and sort of just stroke his hair. He's there in this womb-like enclosure.
Yeah, he's fetal.
Lovely.
He's the first fetal detective. I feel like we need a good name for this guy.
Yeah.
A good name.
Nappy. Sleepy. Nappy. I like the idea that maybe he's trying to stop sleeping quite so much, but he just can't help it. He just can't help it. He's just taken to the crime scene.
Maybe
fast asleep.
Maybe that's his thing. He's always like, he is always trying to solve crime, but he's also always falling asleep in the middle of, like, key revelations.
Yeah.
So, you know, the whole suspense that people normally use in these kind of shows, TV shows or whatever.
Yeah. That's completely circumvented.
Yeah. it's genuinely a surprise to him. When he wakes up, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I want him to wake up and just be hungry.
Bewildered.
Bewildered and hungry.
Yeah. Hair all over the place.
Yeah, just really, really groggy. Like, he's no good for, like, a couple of hours.
Yeah.
It's not exactly a...
I like that. I can see the title scene where a lot of it is his head poking out the top of his pouch.
Yeah,
looking a bit confused.
Tasting his mouth.
Yeah.
We've got to try and think of his first crime.
Yeah.
First crime. Remember, he acknowledges crime. Sleeps.
Yeah.
And then takes the credit.
Or then get, like, because he's slept, he's forgotten like quite a few major details. I've seen something. Hang on, give me a while. It will come back to me. Where was the body?
Where was the body? The body was in a weird place, like a tree or something. Give me a second. Not a tree.
It was high up though.
A climbing frame.
I'd say at the park. I saw something, but there was something else a bit weird about it. And it might have been a note, or he was holding something. He was holding something.
Yeah. Something. It was either a tool or a bag. And he was either tall, or I may have been lying down, and he was short.
Yeah. The angle was weird. Something between us, the dead body and me, something between those two things made the angle weird. Are you thinking? David Scorpion.
Something really cool.
Yeah.
That doesn't go with...
Yeah, it doesn't go with him.
And they just call him Scorpion. As he bounces away. As he hops away. They're saying, thanks a lot, Scorpion.
Yeah. That's all right. That could be his tagline. Right.
That's all right. It's all right.
All right.
No. No, he's off.
Yeah.
It's like nothing tuckers him out more
than having some minor part.
Compliments.
A minor part involving a crime.
Having a frankly incidental role.
The whole episode, we're like trying to patch together some semblance of sense out of what he's reporting.
And really, what the show's about is how the police solve crimes in spite of Scorpion.
David Scorpion. Such a bad name. Yeah. It's in the drive-thru. Ordering breakfast. In a kangaroo.
Yeah. Oh, what a lovely scene.
In the line at Costa's in the coffee. Rolling out of a
this
kangaroo.
Would great. I mean, really, we could... I mean, are you an animator? Could we be animators?
I don't...
And animate this show?
I don't... I'll give it a whirl.
I don't want to say no.
I don't want to say no, because it's a good idea.
Bloody good idea, though.
Yeah.
Damn it. Yeah.
Yeah.